Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Language of Emotions, Carla McLaren delves into the complex world of human emotions and offers a comprehensive guide to managing them with empathy and intelligence. Emotions, often misunderstood and dismissed, are redefined by McLaren as powerful tools that can guide us towards personal growth, better relationships, and improved well-being. Through the pages of this enlightening book, readers are invited to explore their emotional landscape and harness the intrinsic value of feelings that are typically viewed as difficult or negative. McLaren's empathetic narrative and actionable insights provide a new framework for emotional health that appeals to anyone interested in deeper self-awareness and interpersonal connections. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding emotional vocabulary. The concept of emotional vocabulary is central in Carla McLaren's Language of Emotions. This section introduces readers to the nuanced language of their own emotions, encouraging them to articulate feelings more accurately. By expanding their emotional vocabulary, individuals can more precisely identify what they are feeling, leading to better emotional management. McLaren suggests that just as richness in verbal language can enhance communication, a rich emotional vocabulary can improve internal clarity and external interactions. This topic explores the importance of distinguishing between similar emotions, understanding their triggers, and appropriately responding to them. By dissecting complex feelings such as rage, which may encapsulate fear, protectiveness, and sadness, readers learn to address the root causes of their emotions effectively. Secondly, the role of constriction and flow in emotional health. McLaren introduces the concepts of constriction and flow to illustrate how emotions affect the body physiologically. Constriction refers to the tightening of the body in response to emotions that signal a need to restrict action, such as fear or anger. Conversely, flow represents an opening or release, often experienced with emotions like joy or love that encourage engagement. This section not only explains these physical responses, but also teaches methods to transition from constriction to flow, thus promoting emotional resilience. Understanding and controlling these states can lead to improved physical health, stress reduction, and ultimately a more balanced emotional state. The book offers practical exercises to recognize when one is in a state of constriction and techniques to nurture flow, enhancing overall emotional agility. Thirdly, navigating through anger and rage. In Language of Emotions, anger is not viewed merely as a negative emotion, but as a vital signal that boundaries have been crossed or that something is wrong. McLaren emphasizes the constructive aspects of anger and teaches readers how to harness it responsibly to assert themselves and address injustices. This section discusses the differentiation between anger and rage, highlighting how understanding this can prevent destructive behaviors. The book provides strategies for expressing anger in healthy ways and transforming rage into powerful advocacy for personal rights and societal change. By reframing anger as an essential component of emotional toolkit, McLaren empowers readers to use it as a force for personal empowerment and social evolution. Fourthly, the healing power of sadness and grief. Contrary to common perceptions that view sadness and grief as merely debilitating, McLaren portrays these emotions as crucial for healing and growth. This section explores how sadness serves as a signal to slow down, reflect, and process events, while grief facilitates the release of pain and fosters regeneration after loss. The author provides insightful techniques for engaging with these emotions without becoming overwhelmed by them, suggesting ways to create safe spaces for expression and recovery. By embracing sadness and grief, readers can emerge stronger and more attuned to life's realities, learning to navigate losses with grace and fortitude. Lastly, empathy as a path to emotional mastery. Empathy, according to McLaren, is not just about feeling what others feel, but understanding and engaging with emotions in a way that fosters connection and healing. This topic highlights the distinction between empathy and sympathy, pushing readers to develop deep, empathetic listening skills. Language of Emotions provides practical advice on becoming more empathetic through mindfulness exercises and emotional attunement. This transformative practice enhances relationships, promotes compassion, and is posited as essential for emotional mastery. Through this, McLaren advocates for a societal shift towards embracing empathy as a vital skill in fostering understanding and resolving conflicts. In conclusion, Carla McLaren's Language of Emotions is an indispensable guide for anyone seeking to enhance their emotional intelligence. By framing emotions as valuable communicators of needs and boundaries, McLaren empowers readers to navigate their internal worlds with precision and care. This book is particularly beneficial for individuals looking to deepen their self-awareness, improve their relationships, and develop more effective communication skills. With its practical exercises and insightful analyses, Language of Emotions serves as a vital tool for personal and professional development, making it a must-read for leaders, educators, therapists, and anyone interested in the transformative power of understanding emotions. If you would like to support Carla McLaren, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.